He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. Well, it's Friday, and the Texans wrapped up their last day of practices before they head to Indianapolis to play in Lucas Oil Field for the first time. Coach Gary Kubiak said the rookies will be getting a lot of playing time on defense. But before we get to that, the 2009 Texans cheerleader calendar is on sale now at the Go Texans store and online. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information. The Texans rookies could be seeing a lot more playing time on defense. Linebacker Xavier Adibi could be starting for an injured Morlon Greenwood. And Frank Okem could get playing time for Amobi Okoye.
Well, Amobi did a little more today, but we still held him and Marlon. So we'll go work them out before the game and see.
Cornerback Antoine Molden and safety Dominique Barber also could be getting more action in the secondary. Here's what Coach Kubiak had to say about them after practice. Cornerback Antoine Molden and safety Dominique Barber also could be getting more action in the secondary. Here's what Coach Kubiak had to say about them after practice.
No, we'll keep going the way we're going. You're going to see some guys play. You're going to see Barber play. You're going to see Molden get some snaps on the field. So, everybody's going to have to contribute.
And Friday morning, as every Friday morning goes, I previewed this game with Sports Radio 610's of Mark Vandermeer. Here's what went down.
Look, this would be the biggest road win in Texans history, no doubt about it, if they could get it.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, this is when they need the win the most. And like you said before, they have not won at Indianapolis. And getting pressure on Peyton is key. The Texans did a very good job of that the last time they played in Houston. Mario Williams had 2 sacks, and they just actually really kept Peyton Manning off of his game. He didn't look like he was very comfortable in the pocket. He was rushing his throws. His footing wasn't as good. And so the Texans will try and do that. You know, without having all their linebackers there, you may not be able to get as creative with your blitz package as you would like. But, there have been people stepping up, getting sacks. Earl Cochran, Tim Bowman. You know, you've been finding some people coming in and making plays happen.
They started to do some things.
Football time in Houston. And we're ready to play. We've got no